Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As I mentally limp toward the holiday table, I will try right here as best as I'm able, after I scratch my head and close the door, to think of what I'm thankful for. I don't have to tell you, we share the same space. This year has been a pie in the face. Month after month, it hasn't been nice. This year's been a turkey begging for a knife. There have been quarts of concerns, gallons of loss, dumped into our cranberry sauce. But I refuse to let that water boil. At least I'm on the bright side of the soil. My functions function. I can still eat meat. I can still slip socks upon my feet. So despite the pandemic, I've got to say, I'm pretty thankful for every day. We're still moving forward, one foot, then another. A child somewhere hugs her mother. A father uses his eyes to say, "Don't worry, son, we'll be okay." And as I look back on this challenging year, there's something I'd like to point out right here. When you think of the good things people have done, the virus moon is eclipsed by humanity's sun. An inclination to help someone up from the floor, that brightness is what I'm thankful for. At a time when it seems we're all dodging darts, our whole is the strength of the sum of our parts. A doctor whose compassion is a sudden gift, a nurse who's working the overnight shift, the EMT who's there at every turn, the teacher who says, "These kids have to learn." When this year, in the future, is a book on a shelf, we can read all about the best of ourselves. How we looked at the tiger and spat in its face and tried to make the virus world a better place. I'm thankful to be breathing, I'm thankful to be free, but mostly I'm thankful for who we all can be. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Carl Stevens, WBZ Boston's News Radio.